This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yes, here I am again Jim.
And I'm going to throw Bridget a little bit of a challenge here.
Oh, no.
And ask her to do something that's really difficult for Bridget. You might be familiar with the term elevator speech, and that's where you try and tell somebody the idea is you're in an elevator and you want to tell them what you do or some whole thought within a little elevator ride. But Bridget has written a new book.
Oh, yeah.
And we need the elevator
speech. You want the elevator speech?
Version of what is it? Why should people read it?
That's so funny, Jim. My kids laugh at me because they say, okay, I'll make this short. You know, and I got a short story. They say, well, that's impossible for me to do. Okay, but this will be my elevator speech. Well, I do have a new book. It's called Breaking New Ground, Discipleship Using New Media, Evangelization in the Third Millennium. And really, it's all about evangelization and how to use this new media to really forward the gospel. So that's with podcasts and, you know, social media and all different types of media. So this book really is a how-to. You can have zero tech knowledge to the most advanced technology, and there'll be something here for you.
I've read it, and it's a good book, easy read, and really could get you started down a new path. And yeah. One thing I want to just real quickly let people know here before we get started in our program is we've added something to Catholic Radio on Friday evenings. Maybe you've heard it already. The Catholic tradition during Lent, of course, is the Stations of the Cross. You probably thought it was fish fries.
Mm-hmm.
Stations of the Cross. And we have the most beautiful program, Stations of the Cross, you've ever heard at 7 p.m. on Friday evenings here on Catholic Radio. So if you're not normally listening to Catholic Radio at that time, make it a point. Friday, tune in at 7 p.m. Here you'll hear the most beautiful set of Stations of the Cross you've ever heard. So, and if you tune in and like it, give us a call and let us know what you think about it, because we'd really like some feedback on that. So do want to tell you, if you're going to a local fish fry, go to the fish fry. If you're
parish, go early.
That's right. They're all you can eat. So, but if you're if your parish has a fish fry and a Stations of the Cross, well, by all means, go there. But if that doesn't fit in your Friday plans, and you can get the radio tuned on at 7 o'clock on Fridays, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking about a favorite topic of mine, and that is really evangelization. And we're actually going to be talking with our guest today, Andy Lesniewski. He's the president of Vagabond Mission, which is actually evangelization mission ministry to break the cycle of hopelessness in the inner city. So welcome to Faith in Action, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So where did you come up with this title, Vagabond Missions? What does it actually mean? And tell us a little bit about your mission.
Sure, yeah. So Vagabond Missions, actually my brother was the founder of our mission.
Okay.
And we started in 2006. And really, Vagabond, the name comes out of first and foremost that Jesus, when he was here, was a vagabond. He says, you know, foxes have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And so really at the heart of what we do is trying to imitate Christ's ministry of a presence, of being with people. And really, we'd say what we do isn't something that we invented or came up with, but is really an imitation of the ministry of Christ here on this earth. So we're the vagabonds, we go where kind of the Lord calls us, and in wherever he calls us, we spend time. The most important work for us of evangelization is getting out to where kids are. Typically, we serve in inner city communities, and most of those communities are very unchurched. You know, you see a cycle, not just of poverty, but a deeper poverty of a deeper level, where kids face neglect, violence, a broken family life. And what we try and do is introduce kids to Jesus and this community that loves them by mobilizing missionaries to meet kids where they're at. So our missionaries spend a lot of time with kids on the streets. You know, it could be walking around neighborhoods. It could be meet kids at bus stops. It could be, you know, basketball courts or handing out hot dogs after school.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Where do you start? Can you just talk about the bus stop, for example? You just see somebody in a bus stop, walk up to them and say, "Hey, want to talk about Jesus?"
So our, we really believe in what we term incarnational ministry. So, mm-hmm. like Christ, puts flesh on the gospel. You know, he's literally, the flesh. We see God in him, and that we have that opportunity. So it's not. I think a lot of times when people sometimes think of evangelization, they think of someone, handing out a tract or mm-hmm. Going right up to someone and saying, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
Mm-hmm.
Really, for the kids that we encounter, the poverty in their life. Mother Teresa used to say that the greatest poverty is being unloved, unwanted, unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So we form a relationship, and really we're inviting kids into a relationship. First and foremost, is a friendship,
mm-hmm.
And so a lot of our programming involves food. A lot of it involves fun and games, and then really, in a beautiful way, oftentimes most of the kids we work with are completely unchurched.
Mm.
So they, they might even see a crucifix and not know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start really with relationship, and it is intimidating, those first conversations.
I can imagine.
But that's the thrust. And I think it's the thrust of our ministry, but I think it's also, now more days, we see the gospel can't just reside in our churches. It has to be, go out, and it is conversations. It is building relationships.
Absolutely.
And we say you have to earn the right to be heard before you can start sharing about Jesus. You have to have a relationship.
Yeah, and we're talking with Andy Lefsnevsky. He's the president of Vagabond Missions. And I'm curious, how did this actually get started? And tell us a little bit about the scope of your ministry, where you're located. And you mentioned you started in 2006. So how did this get started? You mentioned your brother?
Our Genesis story. My brother... he originally, when he came out of college, was doing some ministry in Schenectady, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, when you're in youth ministry and you're trying to figure out life and stuff, he took another job in Houston after a few years, and it was a much wealthier suburban parish. Realized his heart was in the inner city, and he moved back to Steubenville, and while he was there, just felt the Lord really calling him to get this started. And so we started on a very small scale. We had one part-time employee and raised a few $100s to buy a van and started doing some ministry and getting it started. And now we've grown to we actually just recently moved our headquarters from Steubenville into Pittsburgh, because in Pittsburgh we have three missions,
okay.
In three different neighborhoods. And then we have six missions in four cities. So we're in Pittsburgh, Steubenville, Ohio, Greenville, North Carolina, and Wichita, Kansas. We're in a fast, fun season of growth where God's doing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We went from 15 to 30 employees this past summer.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, this year we're looking to be about 45. We've not just add a lot of staff, but our goal is really, at the end of the day, every day, is how can we reach more kids in the inner city. So this next year we'll open up a fourth mission in Pittsburgh, a second mission in Wichita, and our first mission in the city of Philadelphia.
So when you talk about these missions, can you kind of animate that? And are you talking about a building? Are you talking about, talk about what that is. Describe that for us.
Every mission is kind of based around like a city. Mm-hmm. It's a small city. It might be the whole city, like Steubenville or Greenville, North Carolina. But in a place like Pittsburgh, you know, you've got a wider geographical area. So we have every mission has a what we call an urban underground, which is our youth center, and that can range from sometimes it's a partnership with the church, sometimes mm-hmm. it's a storefront. But in the suburbs, oftentimes people say, you know, home is where the heart is. In the inner city, oftentimes home is where the hurt is.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to really, like, it's our ministry is not around a building, but the building's an important place just so kids know they have a safe place. They can come, grow in friendship, learn about God, and ultimately, you know, get connected to Jesus and the church. But then, out of those missions, we have some drop-in time where kids come after school, but we don't, that's usually 2 to 3 days a week. We don't do that every day because part of our mission is to get out where kids are. And so if we're over-programmed in terms of our schedule, we don't have the flexibility and the availability to be where kids are. And we're not just waiting for kids to come to us. We're trying to get to them.
So let me talk about missionaries, because your missionaries are the ones that do a lot of the actual one-on-one relationship building. Is that a fair assessment?
Correct. Yeah, our missionaries are really really the heart of what we do. So they.
So let's talk about maybe like Pittsburgh or maybe an area, and what would be like a day in the life of a missionary? And are the missionaries paid, or do they have like a year volunteer like internship or whatever? I'm not sure. talk about that.
The minimum commitment our missionaries make is a year.
Okay.
It's about 14 months. So we're in a big season of hiring right now, and it's really fun because we always tell people, you have this unique window oftentimes mm-hmm. when you're kind of leaving college.
Yes.
To give a year, to give 2 years of service to Christ, to the poor, to the church. Our mission year starts with about 4 to 5 weeks of training. So that they're really, we feel like our training is some of the best in class in terms of really preparing people for mission, but also for life after mission.
And, mm-hmm.
Part of that is they're trained on fundraising. It sounds intimidating at first, but they'll actually, the first 4 weeks after, 4 to 6 weeks after training, they'll go and they'll fundraise their entire salaries.
Yeah, just like the Focus.
We use the same support. It's called Support Raising Solutions. It's a training group that trains our missionaries on how to do the fundraising. So we use the same model as Focus, in terms of fundraising for the support. We have some additional things. We truly try to live out a rural life, which is just, and this is how we live as missionaries. And so that every day the goal is to daily mass, daily holy hour, really in a lot of ways trying to live out the idea of being both contemplative and active, there's not really a dichotomy, you know, where it's like, now I'm going to pray and now I'm going to do ministry, but really like letting those two things flow together and letting the mission, the work that we do with kids flow out of that. So a typical day.
You know what? Let me stop you there because we need to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about what an actual typical day is. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy. A deadline, great expectations, daily pressure, occasional failure. When God is with you, feel free to say, bring it on. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley is with me in the studio, and we're talking with our guest from via phone, Andy Lesniewski. He's the president of Vagabond Missions, which is, give a recap of what the ministry is.
Yeah, so Vagabond Missions, we work to break the cycle of hopelessness in the inner city, which means poverty leads to deeper poverty oftentimes for kids, which is not, being stuck in the cycle of violence, neglect, broken family life. And so we try to mobilize missionaries to do outreach, to evangelize kids, to introduce them to Jesus and the church. And through that, they can begin to experience hope for their lives. And ultimately, when kids experience Christ, we believe their lives are transformed.
Now you mentioned kids. What age kids are we talking about? It always seems to me such a tragedy that everybody, regardless of their life situation, are all born, healthy, have all kinds of potential and things like that. And yet if you live in certain areas, that never seems to fulfill or develop, and you end up in this kind of hopeless situation that you're talking about. So at what point do you, what age group do you try and interact with?
Yeah, so our ministry is focused on teenagers, so mostly high school, sometimes middle school, but really believe that it's kind of a crucial intervention time.
Absolutely.
From a faith perspective.
Yeah.
So it gives them the opportunity to really, make a decision on their own to know God and to get involved in the church. And but oftentimes they just don't know that's there until someone reaches out.
Do you find that a lot of teenagers are interested in that, or is that something that they say, they're totally foreign to me? I don't care about that. Get away from me.
Yeah, I mean, my background first. I worked for 15 years in the suburbs. And in the suburbs, you sometimes meet kids who are more atheistic or like mm-hmm. they've chosen against God.
Mm-hmm.
My experience is with kids in the inner city, their lives may look like they've chosen against God, but oftentimes it's just that no one's ever told them that there's a God who loves them. No one's ever told them there's hope for their lives. There's better. There's something more they can be choosing. And so oftentimes they're just, really classic, like nuns, people who just don't have faith, who've not had that experience. And so they're hungry, they're so ready to be loved. And oftentimes it's little steps. I mean, we've seen over close to 140 kids come into the Catholic Church through our ministry. But oftentimes it's the little victories, along the way, and getting kids to start to experience Jesus and the sacraments and, experience Jesus and adoration and different things. So there's a lot of little wins before you get to, the big wins.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe one of the best things about our ministry is you get to see miracles happen every day in
the
inner city.
So awesome. Well, we talked about missionaries before the break, and I want to get to that and also the fact that you are hiring and that you also are looking potentially to expand to the Indianapolis area. So first talk about missionaries, how you find them, and what a day in the life of a missionary is.
Yeah, missionaries, we do a lot of recruitment. One of our biggest recruitment events, as you mentioned, Focus. We go out to their annual conference.
That's a great place to recruit.
but we'll also we have a recruitment director who's traveling, visiting different Catholic colleges and campus ministries. But really, missionaries, there's not necessarily one typical look for missionaries. Sometimes people are looking for a long time, a long-term mission they can be a part of. Some people are looking to give a year or 2 years. But it is, you know, it's a really amazing life, you know, living in the missionary lifestyle, because it requires this formation. It requires this life of prayer. So I started to talk about that first and foremost, because our work flows out of our prayer. But every day looks a little bit different as a missionary. So some days it might be more focused on relational ministry. So that's getting out to where kids are. So that might be going into the school during lunch if we have a partnership with the school. It may be attending sporting events or playing basketball with kids in the park, or, as mentioned, bus stops, tutoring in the school. There's all sorts of opportunities, and typically they look different in every community based on where kids are at, because wherever kids are, that's where we want to be. So if it's basketball season or football season or different things, we're trying to plug in there.
Sure.
And then we have different programs we run during the week. So we have Open Underground, which I mentioned in the first segment, which is kind of just our drop-in time after school. We do what we call Breakout, which is our kind of like our youth group night. It's designed for the furthest out kid to come and feel welcome and loved and be fed, play some games, and then hear a short message. And then we have a night we call worship, which is usually kind of like a Bible study night, which is designed for kids who want to go a little bit deeper, you know, ready to take a step in their faith. And then we take kids to Mass on Sunday and usually do brunch or dinner afterwards, depending on the time of Mass.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have guys and girls discipleship groups. And then when kids are ready to start going through the RCAA process, we run our own RCAA. We call it Jesus Class.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple. We start with
sure.
the basics.
Sure.
So there's, we've about, your listeners could pray, we've got about, we've got 8 kids preparing to come into the church this Easter through the ministry.
Very good. Now you, we've been talking about the missionaries themselves, and it sounds like you have missionaries, you have some staff members. What about volunteers? In each community, do you have volunteers behind the scenes that do certain things that allow these other things to happen?
Yeah, I mean, we like to use the word we mission partners, and that could be either both financially or people who volunteer in terms of giving of their time. Each ministry usually has a core team of volunteers, and they're people who commit usually, you know, 10 to 15 hours a week to volunteer their time to basically do the same thing our missionaries do on a smaller scale. But then we also have opportunities for people in our local areas to come and serve a meal or come and help out with a night or something that we're doing once in a while.
So for people, listening, so we got a couple minutes left here. I don't want to run out of time. For people listening here in Indianapolis that maybe they want to be a missionary, they can go be a missionary in one of those other cities if they go through the process. How do they get, how do they become a missionary, and what would you need to expand here in the Indianapolis area?
Yeah, so if you go to vagabondmissions.com/apply, you can learn about the different kind of roles as a missionary. And then there's some really great video from our missionaries talking about their experience. And so that's the first step, and there's an application there where they could get in contact with us. We'd love to talk to anyone who's interested. And really, typically a lot of our missionaries are right out of college, but we've had older missionaries and even missionaries who are doing like a gap year after high school. In terms, we're in the midst of this growth campaign, or capital campaign, of really not buying buildings, but really funding out this vision of, our goal is to quadruple the number of kids we can reach. And we're trying to do that first and foremost by growing where God's already planted us, but starting to discern where are the next places God's calling us. So we're looking at going into 4 new cities in the next 5 years. Philadelphia will be our first new city in that growth plan. But trying to discern and work with kind of committees of people in different cities. And so if you're interested, people can reach out to me through the website as well.
Is Indianapolis in your plan, maybe?
we've definitely had conversations with some. Usually it takes a group of donors who are committed to kind of getting it started, and we've had some conversations with people out in Indianapolis for sure. We're trying to really discern where the next places are that mm-hmm. God's calling us, and not just
right.
Being haphazard about that, but really being open to where the Spirit's leading. But part of that is also seeing what God's doing in that city and how he's getting people excited and fired up about what we do and if that could be a good fit. So definitely if people are interested in meeting and praying and talking and possibly partnering with us, we would love to have further conversations around that.
And that would be www.vagabondmissions.com. Is that right?
Correct.
So we just got about a minute left. What's this been like for you, Andy, to be a part of this?
It's been tremendous. I would especially for my family. It's been a great blessing. To me, what I always say to all our missionaries, all our mission partners, I feel like God's given me this gift of being able to use all my gifts, talents, strengths, and my calling, and doing what uniquely only I can do. And that's what I want all our missionaries or mission partners or volunteers to feel like, that, man, this is something that God has called them to, and they're using their full ability in this mission.
I mean, that's what we're all called to do, is to use our gifts and talents. And it's really beautiful when you answer that call and you really do what God wants you to do, like Jim and I are doing here on Catholic Radio, when you were doing with Vagabond Missions, right?
Correct.
Well, Andy Lesniewski, president of Vagabond Missions, thank you so much for being our guest today. And for people who want to get in touch with Andy, it's vagabondmissions.com. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks so much for having me.
God bless you.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.